In our reading this morning that we had from Luke 2, we heard about an angel appearing to the shepherds. And when angel appeared, the glory of the Lord could be seen. Now this glory was spectacular, it was amazing, it was awesome, it was unbelievable. And it was so great and wonderful that it actually made the shepherds fear. Now I don't know about you, but sometimes I've questioned, what must that glory have looked like? Well today, folks, you're in for a treat. Christmas Day 2015, take note. We are going to try and show you a taste of what the glory of the Lord looks like. It was probably something like this. Thank you. Cole, you can put the lights on now, please. Thank you. There we go. Thanks, mate. Now, if you times what we just saw by 1,000, you might get close to something what the glory of the Lord looks like. But you see, I don't know about you, but if you notice the songs that we sang this morning, they mention glory a lot, don't they? And it's a word that you hear a lot in the Bible and you hear in church. It actually is used a lot of times, but it's got two meanings, okay? Basically, one is that we are to see God's glory. And the second time it's used in the Bible is that we are to give God's glory. So, as you just saw then, the angel comes and we are to see the glory of God. That is something that comes from God. And the other type of glory, the glory that we give, comes from us. So, we see glory and we give God glory. Now this seeing glory and giving glory is something that happens all the time in our lives. For example, we might see a glorious goal at Old Trafford. So we give them glory, not many nowadays, but we give them glory, don't we? Glory, glory, Man United. A child might bring home a glorious thing that they've created in the class and only they know exactly what it is. But what do? We give them glory. We say, that's amazing. On a wedding day, we see a glorious bride and we give her glory. We say, you look beautiful. And this morning, boys and girls, you had a glorious stack of presents and you probably gave glory and said, thank you for those presents. So we see glory and we give glory all the time. But how do we see God's glory today in Knutsford? I mean, we've had an angel here this morning, but it's a bit of a rarity, isn't it? We don't see them too often. So how do we see God's glory? Well, what we actually need to do is we have to think about the message that the angel brought. There we go. Look at that. Good, isn't it? You remember the angel said these famous words, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For you today is born in the city of David, a savior who is Christ the Lord. So what does the angel do? The angel brings news. And it might have looked something like this. Just happened to have a copy of the Bethlehem Bugle from 25th of December. And it might have something like this. A new king has been born. That was the news. The king has been born. A savior has been born in the town of Bethlehem. You see, this was an event that had taken place. That's what news is. It describes something that's happened. You can't go back and change it because it's news. It's taken place. And that news was that a savior, a king, had been born. And the shepherds were encouraged to go and see. You see, the Bible tells us today that if we want to see God's glory, we look at Jesus. And that's what we had in the first reading with the Advent wreath. Do you remember what it said? The Word became flesh. And we have seen the glory of the one and only, the glory of the Father. We can see in Jesus Christ. So if you want to see God's glory, you look at your Bibles and you see Jesus. You see how amazing he is. You see who he is and you see what he has done. If you want to see God's glory today, then look at the person and work of Jesus Christ. But you see, we're in a much better position today than the shepherds. We have the Bible. We know more about Jesus than they did. You see, the Bible tells us about Jesus, what he came to do. The shepherds just had a brief meeting with an angel. The angel just said a couple of lines about Jesus. But we get all of these pages, to marvel at Jesus, to see Jesus, to see God's glory. Now, what's the difference between Jesus' glory and the glory of those other things? Well, those other things I mentioned, they won't last forever, will they? Those presents this morning are soon gone. That beautiful bride has to fight with gravity. It's Christmas Day, I can say stuff like that. That goal that was scored is soon forgotten, especially when your opponent scored two more. That picture that came home a couple of weeks later, you're questioning, what is the school doing? So that kind of glory is short-lived, but the glory of Jesus, the news about Jesus Christ, that's forever. That will not change. The glorious news of his birth, of his death, of his resurrection, that will still be here when you and I have gone. That is glorious news which will not change. The question for you this morning is, have you come to see the glory of Jesus? Have you yourself come to see the glory of Jesus? Now, that's a bit of a weird churchy question, is it? How do you know if you've come to see the glory of Jesus? How do you know if you've come to see? Well, for this, we need the other angels. We're not going to switch the lights off or have music for this, but we're told in the reading that a heavenly host of angels came down to check this out. Off we go. We haven't got one this time. Look, we've got a heavenly host of angels are going to come and show us what it means to see the glory of Jesus. Now, these girls are a little bit heavier than the last, so they've been on the turkey sandwiches a bit earlier. They're taking the time. Come on, come on. And notice I'm referring to them as girls. I don't know why. It could be lads. There we go. Thank you, angels. You know, I've been planning that for months. You know that, don't you? Bit of an anti-climax now. It's finished. I have to start thinking about next year. So what happens? Okay, well, how do we know if we've come to see the glory of Jesus? Well, the heavenly hosts, they see the birth of Jesus, and they say this, don't they? Again, we sang them this morning. Glory to God in the highest. That's what the heavenly host of angels said. They said, glory to God in the highest. You see, when you see the glory of Jesus, you give glory to God. But what does it mean to give glory to God? That's one of those churchy sentences again, isn't it? Oh, I give glory to God. How? I don't know, but I heard someone else say it, so I'm going to say it as well. What does it mean to give glory to God? Well, in this passage, we see it two things. The first thing is we say things to God. To give glory to God is to say things to God, like to sing songs to God. Like to say, God, you are my Savior and King. Thank you, God, for all you've done. That's what it is to give glory to God. It's to say things to God. And the second way we can give glory to God is by saying things about God to other people. So we might say to people today, I learned today in church that God has sent a Savior King who will forgive my sins, who will bring me into his family. Jesus loves you. Things like this. So we give glory to God in saying things to God and saying things about God to other people. So we see God's glory and then we give God glory. And we saw that in the passage today. I don't know if you noticed the shepherds in verse 17. They go and see baby Jesus. They see the glory of God. And then do you notice what happens? They talk about God to Mary and Joseph. And then when they leave, they talk to God. We're told that they're glorifying and praising God for all that they have seen. Let me just conclude very briefly. You're going to give glory today to people. You might have given glory to someone. You might have said, oh, how wonderful you are for giving me these presents. You might say to the person cooking dinner, you are a fantastic cook. Thank you for all you've done. We might even praise the Queen for her message. And we're all going to do this if you've got children. We're all going to thank our children for going to bed on time. You see, we're all going to give glory today in some way. But wouldn't it be fantastic if today we give glory to the one who truly deserves all our glory? Today we can think back of the glorious news. The glorious news of his birth. The glorious news of his death, on which he forgives our sins, on which he takes the punishment for all those times we fail to give God the glory he deserves. We can think about the glorious news of his resurrection, which confirms that what the angel said is true. Jesus is the Savior King. You see, that good news that the angel spoke about, it was true then. It's true today. The question is it true for you? You see, the shepherds saw the glory of Jesus and they gave glory to God. Will you do the same? Today, may we all see the glory of God in Jesus and give Jesus the glory he deserves. Amen.